What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. To all the diehard listeners, hit that like button. If you want to support the channel and get exclusive content, join the Patreon. Links below. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So make sure you join my community on locals.com. That's where all the Red Pill content creators are going. And you can also follow me on other platforms below. And make sure you comment on this video. I don't care what it is. Just speak in code because you know how the tube get. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into the video.
So I was in TikTok jail recently. I was not allowed to post for 24 hours because of nudity. That's right, folks. I posted a topless video of myself on TikTok. Yep, I just let my knockers just do their thing. Let them air out. Let the chesticles breathe. At least that's what TikTok said. Evidently, they confused my oversized navy blue champion sweatshirt with boobies, which is just an honest...
She too damn old to be on TikTok. I mean, you can look at her and tell that. So that's already the red flag. I mean, if you see a 30 plus year old woman on TikTok, it should be to make a fun, playful TikTok with their daughter. Maybe one time in life. When she get on TikTok and she talking about getting banned from TikTok and I was, you know, blocked for 2 weeks, but now I'm back. I couldn't wait to get back on. No. That's not somebody you want to deal with on any level as a human. Forget dating her. I don't want to be friends with her. I don't want to work with her. I don't want anything to do with a 30 plus year old woman who still posts on TikTok regularly.
It's a mistake, you know, if you've never seen boobs before. It happens to the best of us. Now, I would never, ever, ever post nudes on TikTok. No. Nudes are reserved for guys who pretend to like me for 2 weeks. Okay?
How sad is that in her 30s? That she's still sending nudes to guys that pretend to like her that she met at a bar? These are the losers of women. But most people won't think she's a loser because she's a pretty attractive woman. Despite the fact that she's older. Most people would see her out in public like, oh, she seems like a well-put-together, nice lady, just from looking at her, if they only knew.
Okay. I was raised right.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't deny facts, so here's a fact. 400,000 people in our country receive alimony every year through our court systems. Only about 3% of those are men. That's 388,000 women versus 12,000 men. You want to say hypergamy doesn't exist? You want to say our court systems aren't biased? You want to question why men are giving up on traditional marriage and teaching their sons to do so?
Okay, but nobody asks these type of women what they've done in their past as far as fucking over men. I mean, it's cool. You on our side. You on TikTok speaking out on our behalf. Cool. Appreciate you. We need you. But I can't help but think she wasn't on this type of time in her early 20s. She wasn't a male activist until she started getting old. Funny how that worked, ain't it?
Fact. 3% of men. That's not a very good chance to win.
Oh, so you think the reporting over in the man's life? Okay.
I am literally seething with anger right now. This woman has made multiple videos on her account saying that men do not get their lives ruined by false allegations. Let me tell you something. Ronaldo lost his contract with Nike over this, got banned from multiple hotels in Spain, verbal, physical abuse thrown at him in the street. Kobe Bryant, even after his court case, still got hate over a crime that he did not commit. And even after his sad passing, the hate continues. Okay? I did a 2 to 5 minute Google search, found 2 incident reports on both men, both suggesting that they did not commit the crime. Funnily enough, in that search, I never found an incident report that says that they did commit the crime. Funny that, isn't it? A woman from West London committed 15 acts of false rape against 15 innocent men, one of which landed in hospital and another landed in prison for 7 years, okay? And the fact that you stand there and say that men do not get their lives ruined by this proves that you are an uneducated piece of shit.
Women can't be pieces of shit according to society, no matter what they do. Even if they falsely accused 50 men of the R word, and it's proven that they were full of crap, they'll probably still win some type of award or prize for being so brave. But But you got to think, there's still guys in this comment section of this TikTok video talking about, come on, baby, you can bust the windows out of my car any day. She's young and cute. She could do no wrong. And when she do something wrong, it's looked at as cute.
Turn it off.
And this is why female tears mean nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. I keep my logic on 10 and see through the bullshit. What the f- What the f-
Can't spell happiness without P-E-N-I-S. Stay slutty, my friends.
But what they don't talk about on these type of TikToks is how many mental health medication they're on. And how many drugs they're addicted to. And how many nights they cry themselves to sleep. They don't mention that. And they don't have to. They can get all the attention and validation from just doing something like this. Nobody goes deeper.
Dudes always be like, I bet you got hella hoes. Okay.
And?
Do you want to be the reason I dropped them, or do you want to join the roster? Because we're playing the Bucks next weekend, baby.
Two fun facts about me. Yes, I have herpes. And yes, I'm fucking hot.
Let's normalize STDs. That's the new movement.
This is a public service announcement for all of my ladies out there. This summer, we will not be putting up with unappreciative men in our lives. So I just got this set, and I look...
Sorry, fellas. This is just for educational purposes. I know I should have cut it out, but I'm leaving it in just to troll you guys. No coincidence that she's tatted up and she got a bull ring. As you know, she couldn't get attention for being thin and hot.
Good as hell. Well, I sent a photo to a man and his response was, "That's a nice color on you." No, we will not be putting up with that. I just blessed you with my beauty, and that's your response? No, you take a fire photo, send it to me, send it to your friends. We will be way more appreciative of it than any cishet man out there.
Let me know if you think that she's actually being serious or she knows she's disgusting and she's just trolling. Let me know in the comment section.
Know your worth, lady.
I started an OnlyFans, but I didn't really know what OnlyFans was for, so I just filmed myself reading excerpts out of Das Kapital in 1984. And someone suggested that I should be naked, but my feelings towards my body are a little bit weird, so I hid my face with the Jar Jar Binks mask, and that's how I made 80K this year.
See? Even her. Now, she didn't hide her face because she has morals, values, honor, integrity. She hid her face because she's not really comfortable with her body. See, when women do something that seems respectable, look a little deeper into it. You know what I mean? You might be getting fooled. She might be doing something respectable for a very shallow reason.